We shall hear the word of God from the second book of Thessalonians, the second chapter, verses 12. Therefore, we thank the Lord without ceasing. You have chosen the word of God, not as it is, just as it is, and works in the saints. Didn't catch that. Didn't have time to catch that text. From the thousands of years, written thousands of years ago, these words echo again to those who believe. 2,000 years ago, there was a time that was so far from us. God has provided these times for His different nations, and He has called together the people of His kingdom together. And we are members, we belong to this legacy, this heritage. And the message of this kingdom and this legacy has been proclaimed throughout the time, throughout times. And God has allowed for us to be part of this, where the word of God is proclaimed for faith, and God protects those who are believing. This is a question of faith, which is in accordance with God's word. We know the time in which we live. There are numerous concepts of man that are going on, and each one considers the other concept better, superior. And we also have these notions and concepts from our carnal side. These ideas are often not in accordance with God's word. But God wishes to guide His own, and He wishes to lead them to believe in the same way that He has promised to lead them, as He teaches in His holy word. Martin Luther recalls his own life and says, "In the past, we allowed the word of God to be placed under something, and instead we have rolled around our notions of man just as a pig rolls around in mud." I'm sure that Luther's metaphor does not offend anyone, because he was speaking about himself. He came to a different conclusion after he believed the gospel, and through faith it was revealed, the Bible's different faces were revealed to him. The proclamation that was revealed through there as the nation of God. The words which he proclaimed here in the beginning, when he speaks about the King Joshua from the Old Testament. King Joshua was monitoring a remodeling of the temple of God, and the remodeling men found in the temple of the palace, and the people that were working there were found a bit of clothing from there, and they brought it up to the king, and the king read this papyrus scroll, or this scroll, and he rent his clothing, and he said, "We have not lived and believed this way. Time had changed people's practices, their behavior, and the notion of mankind had something, and the temple had become polluted. And so there followed a period of reformation. The Bible gives a testimony of King Joshua that he was acceptable to God. They started to believe again in the way that was written, as it is said in that word which God has established as a foundation. When we hear our times, I am reminded of this. Rarely do people, not even the officials of our church, rarely refer to following the God. Often the teachings of the Bible are not followed, and the people's concepts and notions are flourishing where they should not be having an influence, where people should actually be concentrating on the Word of God and faith. Faith always means turning toward the Word of God. I will read the words of Jesus from the Gospel of John in chapter 13, when he tells his disciples that whoever loves me, he will follow my words. My children, this is how he instructed his disciples. And this is how he instructs us too, here at these services, the ones that we are now enjoying here. Faith in accordance with God's word and the righteousness that follows it. We remember the words of the Sermon on the Mount of the builder who, when he was building on a stone, on rock, on the proper foundation of God's word. That's what this is about for each one of us, even in our time. The man who built his house on a rock was a wise man, he who believed in the Bible. This is what Paul called us to do. Those in Thessalonians, and a few received it. This was no major national awakening, but a few believed nevertheless. God has also allowed national awakenings to occur among different nations, and in those cases, this invitation has traveled from house to house almost, this invitation to the kingdom of God. It is recorded in the minutes or record of one congregation that a sectarian or a group of people who preach the forgiveness of sins have spread in our parish. And there was truth to this record, because that word of God travels from on high and it approaches a sinner and it preaches the forgiveness of all sins. Just as Paul tells the Colossians, he has forgiven you all of your sins. And so even today we can believe, even at this moment, and we can be satisfied with the word. We can be satisfied with God's will. God said that if somebody wishes to change the word of God, he is like a scarecrow who can be modified. And he is referring to the word of Jeremiah when he says that as many cities as there are that many gods. We too need to examine ourselves in light of these words. Is there among our nations, is there just as many cities as there are gods? Are there just as many gods as there are cities? People believe the way they want to, regardless of what God says in His Word. This invitation to the kingdom of God has stayed the same. The Holy Spirit invites, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies. As we were taught in confirmation school, this is all made possible by the Holy Spirit among the people. And it is the gift of God. When I used to teach confirmation school here in 1964, when I was teaching confirmation school in 1964, there was a huge number of boys and girls here. One night, I was in that building next to me, and a group of boys came running. And the reason that they were in a hurry was because they had two students who wanted to believe and repent. And the forgiveness of sins was preached to the boys in Jesus' name and atoning blood. This was something that the teacher would surely remember. It's a beautiful moment in the life of man when his sins are forgiven. And that's something to be in a hurry about. That's something where you need to be on time. And it is the will of God. That's when God gives the grace and the power which He has promised to all who believe. And then the Holy Spirit will surely reveal the Word of God and its contents. The Holy Spirit takes of my own, says Jesus, and takes of my own and gives it to you, says Jesus. That's the function of the Holy Spirit. It reveals the Scriptures as much as we need. And its particular focus is the gift of faith, which is the most important message of the entire Bible. That message of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who, when we are unacceptable on our own parts. But Paul writes that when these people have received this as the Word of God, as we just read, it was proclaimed by him, but it was that sermon of faith which Paul says comes by sermons. This is how Luther translated that book of Romans. Later it was translated to faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing. But Martin Luther translated it as faith cometh from a sermon. He was thinking of this message that his believers were proclaiming in this world, and which is still powerful even today. Here Paul says, those of you who are affected by faith, when the Bible says the power of God, the word that it is behind it is that original language word which is dunamit, which indicates to us that there surely is power there, and its effect, the word that is used in the original tongue is energia, a very descriptive word, picturesque word, when we think of how we believe, when we believe we receive energy. Do you, my escort on this journey, do you feel like you are low on energy? Do you feel like you need more? And God will increase it through the gospel he preaches, by forgiving sins and by repairing a broken life. That's where we get new power for the endeavor of faith. And one can believe with a comforted mind. This is how the Word of God continues to serve, and even at these services. The Lord Jesus told the Sadducees, upon answering a question, that you will get lost, for you do not know the word of the power of God, nor do you know the scriptures, nor do you know the power of God. This is the order that he used. They did not know either of them. And so it is, that if you don't own these, you're lost. But God, in his word, continues to call even those who have fallen away, who have lost the gift of faith. He continues to call them back. And the penitent one is forgiven all of his sins. They receive a new power. And these affect a person's life. There are many memories of people who have believed the gospel. For example, at services when they are hearing the word of God, and nobody has instructed them to go and take care of matters with their neighbors, for instance. Yet they have set out and began to ask for forgiveness of their neighbors for their infractions. This is the type of fruit that the Word of God results in. Even on a larger scale, I have read about the Great Awakening that occurred in the north, in the area of the Tornio River Valley, for instance, when there was a period of time when crime no longer was committed along in one area, and during the great times of awakening, God repairs with his word, with his power, he repairs a broken life. This is a great gift. This is something we pray for, even for our time and for our nation. We pray that God would yet enlightened with his word, and he would lead people to know the truth. And this also bears temporal fruits and effects on our temporal journey. But even the most important thing even at this time is to believe the word of God and promise for yourself, which is transmitted by poor servants. You may believe and uplift your heart to believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. By this we are refreshed. We receive new strength and God's influence, which comes from him alone. And it does not come from us people. We have no chance to do this. One time, Luther was debating with a great educated man named Erasmus on the question of, does man have some spark to do goodness, to perform good things? Erasmus was of the opinion that yes, there was some. And Luther was of the opinion that there was none. Man had none. Man was entirely unacceptable. Man was entirely dependent on God's goodness. And he based his view on what Jesus said when he says that without me you cannot do anything. And on the words of Apostle Paul when he says God affects or works in you in both actions and will. And that is the case even at this moment. And this major thing is provided to us through the Word of God, through the Gospel, which carries the journey traveler all the way to the destination. This is what we wish to proclaim, even at these services. We wish to enlighten it to every single one who is seeking it unto salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.